CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Veronique de Regis of the Mercatus Center, a senior research fellow, to help me understand a new trouble that's coming in the recovery. The Economist magazine identifies it as a tale of two recoveries. What I understand about it is that the talk of inflation, raising rates, the speculation about taper tantrum, that is, tapering or cutting back on the amount of purchasing that the Federal Reserve is doing of the bond market, all of that, while speculative and argumentative, and there are lots of headlines in the U.S., all of that is frightening, damaging, threatening, overwhelming to emerging markets and lesser economies. I note recently, despite the fact that nothing's happened here and the chairman of the Federal Reserve says nothing's going to happen till 2023, Brazil, Turkey, and Russia have all central banks that have raised their rates. Veronique, a very good evening to you. Why is this tale of two recoveries something that we have to worry about? Good evening to you.
Good evening. The reason why emerging markets are worried is because they think they've seen this before. In 2013, when the Federal Reserve started tapering its purchase of bonds, and hence projecting the rates upwards, and pretty suddenly. And this is very concerning because these emerging markets, especially the ones that have a lot of debt denominated in dollars, that makes a big difference between immediately the cost of their debt goes up. And so they think they've seen these trends before. They think that in spite of reassurance, this is not going to happen. This is going to happen. They are probably reading the signs from the press, the press conference by Jay Powell last week, where he basically clarified that the increase in rates may not take place in 2023 if things don't go according to plans. And so they're concerned.
They're concerned to the point of raising rates, at least in the three of these countries. Now, what does that mean about the recovery from the pandemic? Does that slow down? Does that damage the prospects of the U.S. being able to recover because these emerging markets are troubled by our talk?
Well, so I guess one of the reasons why the Fed is going to try to temper the increase in rates and run the economy hot a little longer and not raise interest rates is because it is worried that it will slow down the economy. However, because we've had so many people vaccinated, right, we're in a stronger position than a lot of these countries where they've barely started to vaccinate their economy, and they're just starting to recover. And hence, for them, an increase in rates may really just hit them really, really hard at a time where they're not ready to have their labor force, you know, doubling down and actually entering the market back because they're not vaccinated.
What this means also is that we're looking at, I think, a world where we're going to have two kinds of countries. Those countries that have been heavily vaccinated, that would be the U.S. and the U.K., for example, and also have prosperity because we're recovering with our vaccination, and countries that are either lagging or can't possibly hope to catch up because of their vaccination rate. Is that the future, the immediate future, 5 to 10 years, a tale of two worlds?
So I don't know how long it's going to take for these countries to catch up to us, but certainly for the near future, it seems to be the case. And by the way, I mean, you look at countries like France, they're just starting to reopen months after the U.S. reopened a lot of its economy. But yes, definitely for emerging markets, you see even between the difference between emerging markets in their economic performance is highly dependent right now on how the share of the population that has been vaccinated. And you can see significant difference between emerging market countries. So it seems that it's going to be the case, at least in the short run. How long this is going to last is different. We have a vaccine supply shortage. How long is this going to be? How long is it going to take to address it? Is it a year, 2 years, 5 years? I don't know.
The proposals by the Biden administration is to spend more money. The proposal by the G7 is to have a global corporate tax to levy in order to raise money to pay for the recovery. All of those things are about the vaccinated world, the rich world. Are those policies going to affect in some fashion this emerging market that's sensitive to our talk?
Well, certainly global minimum wage tends to affect economies that haven't yet fully taken off. We tend to forget that the countries like the U.S. or the U.K., they became rich not at a time where tax rates were really high. One of the things that they benefited from for them to accumulate wealth and to have strong growth is precisely that their taxes were low. A lot of these emerging countries, they are not yet at the point where we are. It's easier for us to have very high and efficient tax rates because there's so much wealth that's already accumulated, and we have institutions that can unfortunately sustain more waste and distortions than these countries. And so these global minimum taxes, which are meant precisely to hinder tax competition and to overall increase tax rates around the world, are, I think, going to be really damaging to them to the extent that they join the tax cartel.
I'm trying to connect these two what appear to be independent problems, the vaccination rates and the recovery, the reflation is also politely called. Is there a policy that would work for both, Veronique? Is there a way that we can increase vaccinations here and reflate here and also bring along the emerging markets? Or is this an insolvable problem in your measure?
I don't think it's insolvable. I mean, there's a lot of things that the government does that gets in the way of the supply of vaccines. There are also things that the Biden administration could be doing in order to facilitate, if only for our benefits, a higher vaccination rate in these countries, in poorer country, like donating a lot of vaccines and things like this. But there's no magic bullet for anything except that everything will be easier for everyone if we have better economic policies in place. These are predictable tax rates as low as possible, fair and stable regulation, trying to not hinder tax competition, trying to not hinder innovations. If it's good for us, it should be good for these countries.
And right now, your measure right now is that this is time for a decision about these countries to increase their vaccination rate and for the U.S. to what is a policy that works for the Biden administration? Let us recover without more stimulus. Does that work?
Yes. I mean, I think so. There's about 40 economic studies that have been conducted that shows that for roughly, I mean, the size depends, but roughly 1 point increase of debt to GDP ratio, you get 0.2% less growth. And so stimulus that are not paid for, I mean, the taxes are distortive in and of themselves, but those, all these extra stimulus, all the infrastructure bill that's not paid for, the family benefits that are not paid for and then goes onto our debt. All of this is bad for our recovery, and it is bad for our long growth prospect. So the Biden administration should hold on with all the spending. And I think that, you know, a prosperous America is good for everyone, not just for us.
Veronique Dubergie of the Mercatus Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.